Zuckerberg's San Francisco General Hospital opened up a brand new COVID-19 testing site today. There is a drive-through area on the site which is capable of accommodating two cars at a time, and people can also walk up to the site located in the parking lot at the entrance of the hotel. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by the CEO of San Francisco General, Susan Ehrlich. Ms. Ehrlich, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
I'm very grateful to be here with you. Thank you for checking in on us.
Well, we appreciate your taking some time during an obviously very busy time, but let's talk about the new test site, how it works, who can use it, and so forth.
Yes, we opened up that test site because we knew that we would have many people coming in for testing. And as our ability to test and our capacity to test has gone up, we want to make it really easy and safe for our staff and for patients. So this testing is open for our patients in the San Francisco Health Network. We've started doing it yesterday, and we can accommodate up to 20 to 40 patients a day when we really get going there.
Now, do you need a doctor's order, or can you just walk or drive up?
No, we're trying to control the people coming in, and so we will be having people referred from their provider or clinic, depending on the circumstance. And they may come from the emergency department or from our urgent care clinic on site as well.
How long will it take you to turn around the test results?
Well, it about a week ago, it was taking maybe a week to get the test back. But now, as our ability to test ramps up, those tests are coming back in 24 to 48 hours. We're hoping that it will take even less as time goes on.
Do you have access to enough tests? Do you have what you need?
We do at this time. Of course, we haven't tested anywhere near enough people here in San Francisco or anywhere in the United States for that matter, but we are ramping up our ability to test as fast as we possibly can.
I know there are multiple tests options out there these days. Are you using the swab test or something more sophisticated at this point?
We're using the swabs.
I wanted to ask a little bit more about the situation overall in the hospital with your healthcare providers, your doctors, your nurses. We're seeing these horrifying stories coming out of New York hospitals. Do you have the personnel you need? Are you at capacity at ICU?
Well, first of all, our hearts really go out to our colleagues in New York. The situation just seems really dire there, and we're doing our best to plan so that we don't have to face a situation like that. Right now, we have capacity in our hospital here at Zuckerberg San Francisco General, and I know that hospitals around the city have capacity as well. Today, we have 21 COVID-positive patients in our hospital, and that number has been slowly rising over the past 10 days. And we have plenty of staff here to take care of those patients as well as the other patients who are coming into care. Right now, the circumstance is we're just waiting for the surge, really. We have everyone has capacity in our hospitals mainly because we have stopped doing any elective care, so we don't do any elective procedures. We don't see elective patients in clinic because we want to have the capacity we need to see the coming surge.
Before we let you go, tell us quickly what we, the general public, can do to best support you folks in this time of need.
Well, first of all, the general public has been incredibly supportive of us. We've received to date over $5 million in donations. We have restaurants bringing us food. We are just so grateful, and I'm grateful for our team here who is working really well to prepare and working under really changeable circumstances. We have a remarkable team. I would say one thing is we don't have enough PPE here, and if you have any masks at home of any type, it would be great to donate them either here or to any healthcare provider in town. I know people are really worried and afraid, and in some cases that's led to mask hoarding, but the more you can support our healthcare workers by bringing them the PPE you have at home, the better that would be.
Well, we're really happy to get that word out, and best of luck to you. We have been speaking with the CEO of San Francisco General, Susan Ehrlich.